Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast brought to you by DragonMount.com. I, of course, am Andrew Gellos. This week, we were fortunate enough to have friend of the Fourth Age and host of the Dragon in Georgia podcast, Steve Wright, get an interview with Jennifer and Jimmy Liang, who are the heads of the new and up-and-coming JordanCon. It was originally our idea to get everybody here at the Fourth Age together and talk a little bit about what they discussed during the interview, but unfortunately due to time constraints, it really just wasn't meant to be yet. Hopefully we'll get to it in a future podcast. Nonetheless, the interview that we're going to give you now is something we definitely wanted to get out on the air as soon as possible, as it contains a lot of really good information about JordanCon, including how to pre-register. So, without further ado, as it regards JordanCon, this is What You Should Know.
Hey everybody, this is Steve Wright of the Dragon in Georgia podcast, on loan to the Fourth Age podcast to do a little special report about JordanCon for you. With me today is Jennifer Liang, the chair of JordanCon, and her husband, who's the vice chair, I suspect. They have the personal assistant. Okay, he doesn't even have a real title. Jimmy Liang, and these two are also the director and the assistant director of the Wheel of Time at DragonCon. So go ahead and say hi to folks.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, so give us some information about JordanCon since it's going to be coming up in, like, how many days?
That's a good question. Let me do math in my head. it was 59 days on Monday, so...
And today's Saturday, so minus five. So 54 days.
54 days until JordanCon, yeah.
Okay, so we got 54 days till JordanCon. Where will it be held?
It's going to be here in Atlanta. It's actually going to be in a suburb of Atlanta, a city called Alpharetta, which is about 30 minutes outside of Atlanta. It's still pretty easy to get to. We're going to hold it at the Embassy Suites in Alpharetta on North Point Parkway. It's a really nice hotel, and one of the reasons why we picked it was because it was as nice as some of the other convention hotels I've been to, but it was really reasonably priced. So I think everybody's going to really like this hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and... You want to go ahead and give the actual dates?
April 17th through the 19th, 2009.
Yeah, we don't want to make the people actually do the math either, trying to figure it out. They're like going, oh. Okay, so now transportation to the con from, like, I'm sure we have people flying in from all over the place.
Right. So yeah, I processed a registration from Paris, France, a couple weeks ago. That's how international this thing has gotten.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's also a girl coming from the Netherlands. Hi, Emma. And a lot of people from the UK too. So a lot of people coming from out of town on this one. You'll want to fly into Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, which is in Atlanta. MARTA will take you most of the way there. You can get a bus at North Spring Station that will take you to North Point Parkway, or you can take a cab from the airport, which cabs in Atlanta are actually not that bad for that price. If you're driving in, you want to come in on 400. I don't know.
that's okay. It's just
it's
a mix of
it's down the road from here.
Yeah, it's basically north of Atlanta, about 10 miles north of Atlanta proper. So
yeah.
If you're flying in, there's MARTA, there's public transportation, there's cabs, of course. If you were driving in, when you get into Atlanta, find 285, find 400, and go north. That's pretty much. We'll get you up there.
We'll have directions up on our website.
Directions are already up on the website.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, directions are on the website.
Okay, directions are on the website. Now, what kind of, since this is the inaugural of this particular convention, what guests have you gotten lined up for us?
We've got a amazing guest list, considering that this is our first time doing this. We have no clue what we're doing. But we've got Harriet McDougall, who is Robert Jordan's widow, and she was also the editor of the series, and she's currently working on the last book with Brandon Sanderson, who is also coming. Brandon, of course, a lot of us met him at DragonCon and other conventions this year. He is the best New York Times bestselling author of Mistborn. He has won awards for Elantris, which was his debut novel, and he's going to be finishing the series, and he's going to be here in Atlanta with us that weekend. Tom Doherty, who is the publisher of Tor Books, is going to be here. Yeah, that's really cool. He's like the Jerry Bruckheimer of publishing, only in a good way. let's see, who else is coming? The DeBells are coming. I don't know if everyone's familiar with the DeBell brothers, but they're the ones who did the New Spring comic a few years ago. And they're working on a Eye of the World comic right now, and the Eye of the World comic is actually going to be coming out in April. And they told me that they are going to try to have a special cover for the Eye of the World comic that they're going to be selling it here at JordanCon. They're still working on that one, so there's not an official announcement about that, but that's something that they're working on and trying to get together for us. Oh, we're going to have Wilson. Wilson is a name I don't know if everybody's familiar with. I think everybody's seen his writing, though. When Robert Jordan was really sick the last year of his life and couldn't update his blog on Dragonmount himself, his cousin would update it for him, and that's Wilson. And Jim and Wilson were incredibly close. They considered each other to be brothers. And so you'll notice that the blog posts were always signed 4th of 3 because he was the 4th of the 3 Rigney brothers. So Wilson will be here. We're going to have Lee Butler. Lee Butler she's like one of those big name Wheel of Time fans. Like a lot of people know her from her work in fandom. She was the most recent keeper of the Wheel of Time FAQ, which is that amazing resource that so many of us use when we're trying to reread the series and figure out just what the heck is going on here. And her current project is that she's blogging the series for Tor. On the Tor.com website, she's got this column that she does where she's rereading the series like 5 chapters at a time, and she posts little recaps and her comments on them, and it's a really good blog. A lot of people have been reading it along with her and posting comments and having a lot of good discussion on Tor.com with her because of that. Jason Denzel, the owner of Dragonmount.com, is coming. Melissa Kreb, who is the owner of Tarvalon.net, is also going to be there. I believe Bob from Encyclopedia Watt, the guy that runs Encyclopedia Watt, will be there. Performance-wise, we're going to have a performance by Big City Burlesque, which is Atlanta's first and only all-retro burlesque show. And I know a lot of people are like, wait a second, burlesque at a convention? You know, we're talking about books here, not naked ladies.
They're gay people.
Trust me on the burlesque show. It's a very classy show. Burlesque is not like a strip thing. It's not a strip show. There's no dollar bill. There's no G-strings. It's vaudeville. It's vaudeville that occasionally shows boobies. It's late night programming, and trust me on this one, you guys will really like it. We're going to have the Lost Boys, who are a staple of the Renaissance Festival circuit, and I believe they perform at Dragon Con a few times. Just amazing performers, great guys. They're going to be performing at our Carinian Ball on Saturday. We've got a belly dance troupe, I think it's pronounced Jendei. I don't know. It's on the website. You can see how it's spelled. And they're going to be doing a belly dance workshop and performance for us. Am I leaving anybody out? I think I've hit everybody.
Is Badali going to be there?
No, Badali Jewelry is not going to be there. And the reason for that, they want to be there, but they can't be because they're already booked for a convention in Denver that weekend that they were on that schedule before we had our schedule set. Mm-hmm. We're trying to work around their schedule for 2010, so hopefully we'll be able to have them. However, we're going to have somebody who's a licensed Badali dealer in our dealer's hall. The company's called Heron Mark Scissors. They're a new company. This is going to be their very first time at a convention, and they do custom costuming kind of stuff. Like, you know, if you want an Aes Sedai shawl, they'll make you one. And they do beautiful work. The girls who run it have been going to Dragon Con for years, and so a lot of people have already seen their costuming. And they're licensed Badali jewelry sellers, so they'll have stuff there for people to purchase. Mm-hmm. In the dealer's hall, we're also going to have the DeBell brothers. I mentioned them earlier. We're going to have a couple of booksellers. We're going to have Big City Burlesque is going to have a table there, as well as the Lost Boys selling some of their CDs if you want to pick up some of that. So it's a small dealer's hall, but it's pretty well-rounded, I think.
Okay. Now, we've mentioned the website a couple of times, but we actually haven't given out the URL.
So we might want to
give that out.
Okay. The website is www.ageoflegends.net. The reason...
She only said two W's there. Let's try that again.
www.ageoflegends.net.
Okay, and everybody can find out information on room reservations, mm-hmm. and current pricing of course memberships.
Right.
What is the pricing right now, and when is the cutoff for pre-registration?
Pre-registration right now is $60, and the cutoff for pre-reg is March 15th. We're closing the door then, because I got to have time to make these badges. you will still be able to register at the door for the convention. At the door registration will be $60 as well. And if you show up on Saturday, having missed Friday, of course, we'll prorate your badge. You won't be on the hook for the entire $60. We'll have that information up on the website soon.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's kind of nice. I don't think... Wait a minute. Does
DragonCon prorates.
They do prorate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know. All right.
We copied a lot of stuff off their website.
Okay.
It's really important to pre-register because there is a special...
The drawing.
Drawing that goes with people who pre-reg. We were fortunate enough to be getting a item from Robert Jordan's personal collection to give to whoever wins the drawing to all those who pre-reg. Mm-hmm. So
that's very nice.
Good incentive to pre-register.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So now the question comes up, and you have to wonder about it. Why a JordanCon? I mean, knowing you, I know this wasn't like a reaction to Robert Jordan passing, because mm-hmm. this was planned before then, but. What was the reasoning and the reason why you wanted to do this?
The idea of JordanCon started really back in 2005 when Robert Jordan had his last visit to DragonCon, where I run the Wheel of Time track there. And a lot of people came up to me after that weekend and said, "So when are you doing your own convention?" And I just sort of laughed and said, "Yeah, right, whatever. I don't have that kind of time on my hands. Who would go to it? You know, this is a really, you know, it's a silly idea. It's a cool idea, but it's not a practical idea." Mm-hmm. But the idea didn't go away. People kept asking me for years afterwards. So when's the next? So when are you going to do this on your own? You know, when are you going to do a Wheel of Time convention? When's WattCon? Was the question I got all the time. And I thought WattCon was a really bad name for a convention. So so there is no WattCon. We'll talk about the names I wanted to call it later.
Oh no! Let's go ahead. What other names?
Oh, I really like bad puns and terrible jokes and things like that, and especially jokes that physically hurt you. and so the deal was that I had to call the convention a normal serious name. However, every year I get to call it a silly nickname. So this year's convention is actually Randall Con. It hurts. It doesn't. Yeah.
You guys can thank me later.
Next year will either be Con Saken or Sean Con.
Oh. So, yeah.
Or you can beat them up later.
Oh, okay. I'm leaning towards Sean Conn next year.
Sean Chan's rule.
But yeah, if you've ever wondered why we're using a lot of Randall Thor imagery in our marketing, it's because it's the convention is actually Randall Conn this year.
Okay, all right.
It's no worse than, I think, Constellation a few years ago. Their name was actually Wrath of Conn.
Oh.
Yeah.
So...
It could be worse.
Yes, it could be. It could be so much worse. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the programming that you have planned. Some of the things, the special events and things like that you have scheduled. You don't actually have a schedule up yet, do you?
No. Actually, I just got a question from Emma about this on the message boards. We don't have the official schedule up yet. We have some scheduling highlights that we posted a couple weeks ago to try to get everybody like really excited and pumped up about the convention. And the reason why we don't have the schedule is because at the very last minute, like in the last couple weeks, like week and a half or so, we've gotten a whole bunch of people who we weren't expecting who all of a sudden jumped up and emailed us and said, "Oh, by the way, I'm Tom Doherty. Can I come to your convention?"
Would you like me to speak?
And of course, we're going to say yes to this because, you know, we're not crazy people. And so Aubrey, who's our director of programming, has actually had to sit down, and she's currently tearing apart the schedule right now and rebuilding it. And she's hoping to have the the next draft of it ready sometime this week. The schedule's kind of a mess right now because of all the stuff that we've had to add to it. So she's fixing it. She's making it all flow again. And so hopefully we'll be able to put the grid up online this week for you guys to see it. I know we've been promising you a schedule grid for a while, but it just seems like there's always something that comes up that makes us have to fix it, so we can't put it up yet. Mm-hmm. But we've got some really good stuff planned.
Like what?
Well, let's see. We've got we're going to have a Texas Hold'em poker tournament that's going to benefit the Mayo Clinic. We're calling it the Sean Chan Hold'em poker tournament because, we have to make it Wheel of Time-ish.
And the Sean Chan, of course, are Chinese Texans. So
yeah, Chinese Texans. So it's the Sean Chan poker tournament. Let's see what else.
That will be Friday night, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the Friday night, the 17th. We're going to have a Dark Friend hunt. It's that Mafia game that we play at Dragon Con. It seems like every track at Dragon Con has like their own version of Mafia now. Mm-hmm. Where you've got like an angry mob of people and you have to figure out which one of you has actually been murdering everybody at night. And it's hilarious, good fun. You get to lynch people and they laugh and they cry. so we'll be playing the Wheel of Time version of that we created. Let's see what else. Saturday is going to be, we've got panels with Harriet and Brandon and Tom about the last book, A Memory of Light. We're going to have the belly dancing workshops. We're going to have a Karenian ball at night. That's where the Lost Boys will be performing, and Big City Burlesque will perform after that. Brandon Sanderson is going to be doing some writing workshops. I'm not sure if everybody knows this, but Brandon's actually a professor at BYU of creative writing.
Oh, I didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is one of the things he does for a living, other than, you know, write awesome books. He teaches writing, and so he's going to be teaching writing at JordanCon for us. So if any of you guys are interested in, you know, learning how to write or the creative process, come see Brandon. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. We're going to have a panel about fandom. Hunter Wentworth, if you guys know Hunter Wentworth, who he is, he's the guy that's doing the documentary on Robert Jordan, kind of like the whole like biography of Robert Jordan. And he's going to be doing a preview of the documentary. It's not done yet. He's trying really hard to get it done in time for the San Diego Comic-Con in July. If he doesn't get it done in time for that, he's going to have it done in time for Dragon Con in 2010. No, Dragon Con 2009. Sorry, I'm getting my dates mixed up.
It's okay.
But anyways, he's going to be there with a preview of what he's got so far, kind of like a long trailer for it, if you will. We're going to be showing that at Jordan Con.
That's nice.
Tom Doherty's going to be talking about the future of fantasy, like, you know, what can you expect to see coming out of Tor Books in the next couple years? You know, who's the next Robert Jordan, basically? Because, you know, Robert Jordan was such a huge titan in the industry for so long. What's going to replace him? What else? Am I leaving anything out? Anything big and important?
You mentioned the ball.
I mentioned the ball.
At
the ball, there's going to be a couple of cool things that we're going to do. One of the things we're going to do is the Rigneys. Robert Jordan's real name was James Rigney, which is why I keep talking about the Rigney family. They have donated a couple of things that were personal items that belonged to Robert Jordan. And one of them we're giving away to members that have been pre-registered for the convention. So if you have pre-registered, your name has automatically gone into the drawing for something that was owned by Robert Jordan. He had a very large collection of swords and knives and other sharp pointy things. And they were recently put on auction on eBay. But a couple of things were set aside, things that the family wanted to give away to people or things that they wanted to set aside for JordanCon or some of the fan sites. So they've given us two of these things, and one of them we're going to be raffling off for anybody that happens to be at JordanCon. The other one we're going to be putting up for charity auction, which will benefit the Mayo Clinic. We're doing a whole big silent charity auction that night to benefit the Mayo Clinic. There's going to be some really cool things on the block. We've already got some donations of costumes, little bits of memorabilia, and, of course, one of Robert Jordan's stabby things. Also that night, hopefully everybody here has heard about the charity auction that Tarvalon.net is running with Brandon Sanderson. If you haven't, there's a character that's going to be in A Memory of Light that Robert Jordan didn't name. And so Brandon is auctioning off the naming rights to that character in exchange for a donation to Heifer International. And so it's a silent auction. If you want information about it, go to Tarvalon.net because they've got like the whole thing and the whole rules of everything. I think the bidding right now is in the thousands for this character's name. And whoever this person is who's going to win this prize, we're going to announce that at JordanCon and the Caranian Ball.
Oh, okay. That's good. Do you have any idea how long they have until that's over, until the bidding's over?
The bidding closes in April. I don't remember the date in April, but it is early April. So a couple weeks before JordanCon, I think.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, tell me some of your history with The Wheel of Time. When did you start reading the books?
I started reading the series when I was 12 years old in 1992. I was a sixth grader, and I started reading them. I'm hurting you, aren't I, with my youngness?
It's okay.
The reason why I started reading them is because I was really super into fantasy, and back then I could read a 400-page novel in a day. I had way too much free time on my hands because I was, only in middle school. But the reason why I started reading them is because they were the only books that could take me longer than a day to read because they were 600 pages. So it's like, yes, I have a book that takes me 2 days to get through. That way I don't have to be reading the same books over and over again because my parents, couldn't possibly afford all the books I wanted to read. And so I started reading them and really wasn't impressed when I first started with it. The first couple chapters I thought were really boring. But my mom had read The Eye of the World, and she's like, just keep reading it, Jennifer. You're going to really like this. So I kept going because my mom was nagging at me, too. And well, just this once, my mom was right about something. So I really, really liked the series. And actually, my mom never finished the series. She only read up to the third book and kind of got bored with it. But not only have I finished the series, but I've kind of taken the enjoyment of the series and picked it up and carried it all the way to Crazy Town. So here we are today.
And what about yourself?
I started reading in about 1998, 1999, and
He has no interesting story. He was just bored.
I just picked up the book, started reading. It's like, wow. And at the time, it was only up to book 7, so... Mm-hmm.
I had to wait for The Fires of Heaven. Loser.
Ooh.
I had to wait, too. The books were always closed that when I had to go get it, so I had to wait a day.
I remember being in the 7th grade at a choir performance in the mall, and they had the Fires of Heaven in display on the window, and be like, oh, I was so excited by it, and I was, like, dancing around, and all my friends were like, what's wrong with you? Because I was the only person that was into these books. So, yeah.
Kind of like the Harry Potter effect.
Yeah.
When they had the big parties and all that kind of stuff before the last book of the Harry Potter series came out. They had parties at all the bookstores and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we actually went to a early a midnight release for it over at North Point Mall.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal though. It was just the bookstore there at the mall. But still, nobody was dressed up or anything.
There were still a lot of people there.
Anywho, okay, well now what I want to know, well, that's something I already know, but I'm going to go ahead and go through this because they don't know it because they didn't listen to my podcast. Listen to my podcast, RRR.
Steve actually has a really good podcast. It's got a lot of cool information. Try not to cringe, though, when he has to talk to himself using a variety of silly voices to make it sound like he has more people working for him.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. Darn. Okay.
Steve really does have friends, I promise.
So why does what caused you to become the director of the Wheel of Time track at DragonCon?
Oh, that's a good story. I can tell that one.
Okay.
We were there in 2000 as guests, as fans, and we were just walking around.
Standing around.
And it's like hey, look, there's Tolkien. Hey, look, there's Pern. Hey, there is no Wheel of Time. We should ask and see if we could do a Wheel of Time track. Okay. I was joking, of course, and someone didn't take me, took me seriously. And next thing I know, she goes, hey, I just got an email back from DragonCon. Oh, yeah, what'd they say? They said I'm the new director for Wheel of Time. I was like going, what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jimmy has the ideas. He's the idea person. Everything is always his fault in the end. I'm just the person that makes it happen.
Yeah, I have the ideas. I just don't have the follow through. So if you need an idea guy and you're hiring an idea guy, come talk to me.
Now, okay. Now, getting back to JordanCon, what are the numbers looking like? I mean, are we attendance wise?
Attendance-wise, currently we have about 80 people pre-registered, which is really good for a convention of our size at this point in time. We're shooting for about 200 people to attend the convention. And the rule of thumb for a convention like this is that about a third of your members are going to pre-register. And so if we're in that window, we're actually going to have more than 200 people because, you know, 3 times 80, it's a big number.
240.
Yeah. So we're doing really well right now. Obviously, we want as many people to pre-register as possible because we've got a lot of bills to pay before the convention happens, and we kind of need your money to do that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... Yeah, we are unashamedly asking for your money. So let's go ahead and give all the information, all the contact websites and all that kind of stuff. If people want to email for information or anything like that.
Okay, if you want to email me, you can email me at jordancon@ageoflegends.net. If you want to read my website, it's www.ageoflegends.net. We have a P.O. box. I don't remember the address for it off the top of my head. It's on the website. Any other info they need? I don't want them calling me.
No, of course not. Of course not. But let's see. You can also, if you're a fan of the Fourth Age podcast and you haven't found a home on the internet for fan sites, you can come to either, let's see, oh, there's dragonmount.com. There's Tarvalon.net. What's the Encyclopedia Watt's website?
Encyclopedia Watt, but they don't have a community. It's just a reference site.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Watt Mania is closing, so.
Okay.
Wouldn't recommend that one. Well, I mean, I do recommend it because there's cool stuff there, and it's a really nice community, but, I mean, the boards are closing in August, so.
Okay. We'll see. There's also, what was the other one? Theoryland.
Theoryland, yes. Theoryland is awesome. Matt Hatch is coming. I love Matt. Matt is an awesome guy, and he's going to be coming. Let's see. Portalstones.com. It's kind of a newer site that replaced Silk Lantern when that closed. Oh, I'm blanking on the name, but the guy that owns it is coming. He posts under Roga on the boards, R-O-G-A, and he's a very cool guy. I like him a lot. It's basically going to be like a big old who's who of Wheel of Time fandom at JordanCon. It's going to be kind of scary, actually, how many super nerds are going to be in one room at a time.
But also at ageoflegends.net, there are forums, so you can join the forums and actually contribute and
ask
talk to
questions us. Questions and, you know, tell me what I'm doing wrong or what I'm doing right. You know, talk to people, get roommates for, you know, for hotel rooms and things like that. Organize carpools to get from the airport if you need to do that. You know, we've got a pretty thriving little community there of you know, super nerds.
Okay. Well, I think, does anybody have anything to add? Anything that you want to, that I didn't cover that you just, it's absolutely necessary that everybody knows? Besides, you know, come to the convention, you know, increase the numbers, make it look really good so we can continue doing this year after year after year.
It's going to be a good time. There are things we're going to be able to do that we haven't done at Dragon Con because there's just so many programs we can do at Dragon Con. So this will give us the chance to do a little more for the Wheel of Time, but for, you know, any writers who were influenced by Robert Jordan and his other work. So come out and have some fun.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. You know, just, you know, pre-register if you can, and I'll see you guys in April.
And I'd like to thank Jennifer and Jimmy for sitting down with us today to discuss JordanCon so that you guys can get as much information as you need beforehand. This again is Steve Wright signing off.
We here at the Fourth Age would just like to take a moment to thank Steve, Jennifer, and Jimmy for taking the time to record the interview and sharing it with us so we can get this news to all of the members of the Wheel of Time community. Hopefully we'll get to discuss what they talked about in a future podcast, but unfortunately for right now, we are out of time. If you'd like to leave us some comments, ideas, crazy theories, anything at all, there are a number of ways to get a hold of us here at the Fourth Age. You can give us a voicemail at 1-888-333-7690. You can always send us an email at podcast@dragonmount.com. If you'd like, you can always leave us comments in the forums, which are on dragonmount.com/forums, or you can leave us comments under each individual podcast in the comments section. Also, you can find us at MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/fourthage. You can find us on Facebook, and certain members of the podcast, and I believe the podcast itself, are also to be found on Twitter. We absolutely love hearing from everyone, so don't be afraid to get in contact with us with your crazy theories, your ideas for future shows, your comments, your criticisms. We'll take anything and respond as soon as we possibly can. If you leave us a voicemail, you may even get to hear your own voice in a future podcast. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed the podcast this week. For myself, Andrew Gellos, and for everyone here at the Fourth Age, Saravya Ninto Manshima Taishite.